Clarence G. Badger's Paris stands as one of the many silent era features whose existence today is known more through paper traces and fleeting recollections than through surviving film elements. Released during the 1920s, when Hollywood was rapidly industrializing its storytelling and visual grammar, the picture embodied the glossy sophistication and cosmopolitan fantasy that studios like to project onto European settings, particularly the French capital, which had become shorthand for romance, intrigue, and modernity in American cinema. This is Land of the Lost, Paris. Badger, already an established director by the time Paris was produced, had built a reputation for polished comedies and dramas that balanced lightness with visual elegance. His films often showcased fashionable sets, urbane characters, and a brisk narrative tempo that reflected the tastes of an increasingly urban audience. Paris was reportedly in keeping with this style, presenting a stylized vision of the city that blended romantic escapism with studio-bound spectacle, rather than any documentary realism. For contemporary viewers, the film offered a kind of cinematic tourism, a chance to experience an idealized Paris filtered through Hollywood art direction and performance. The cast, though now largely forgotten outside specialist circles, was likely marketed on the basis of recognizable stars of the day, whose personas would have anchored the film's appeal. Trade publications and studio publicity materials hinted at a narrative shaped by romantic entanglements and social contrasts, themes that Badger handled with a deft hand in other surviving works. Critics at the time tended to focus on the film's stylish production design and its sense of modern sophistication, qualities that were especially prized in the mid-1920s, as American films sought to compete with European imports in perceived cultural prestige. Like many silent films, Paris did not survive the transition to sound with a secure archival legacy. The nitrate stock on which it was printed was fragile and highly flammable, and studios frequently discarded silent-era negatives and prints once they were no longer commercially viable. The arrival of talking pictures further devalued silent titles, and countless films from this period were destroyed, lost in fires, or simply allowed to decay beyond recovery. Paris appears to be among these casualties, with no known complete prints currently accessible in major archives. Today, the film exists primarily through still photographs, reviews, censorship records, and studio documentation, which together allow historians to sketch its contours, but not to experience it directly. Its loss is emblematic of a broader cultural erasure, a reminder that a significant portion of early cinematic history has vanished, leaving scholars to reconstruct an era from fragments. In the case of Paris, what remains is the reputation of Clarence G. Badger as a director of stylish, audience-pleasing films, and the tantalizing suggestion of a glamorous, silent vision of the city that, ironically, can now only be imagined.